Good afternoon. Another hot and humid day in store for us across interior New York and New England, with temperatures surging through the 80s at lunchtime and pushing toward the 90-degree mark, perhaps a degree or two lower in most spots than yesterday, but still plenty of places in the upper 80s and lower 90s for afternoon highs. And with the humidity, it'll feel hotter through the afternoon. In this environment, scattered cumulus clouds will begin to billow, and as a front approaches from the west and jet stream energy slides in from the southwest, some of the clouds could lead to scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon and into the evening. With some enhanced vertical motion from the jet stream passing through, we may see some stronger storms with heavy downpours and gusty winds. Skies will remain mostly cloudy overnight. Still the chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise muggy with areas of fog developing and temperatures back down to around 70. The energy associated with that trough of low pressure will still have to pivot through the region on Wednesday. As a result, skies will be mostly cloudy with more scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Once again, some of the storms could be on the stronger side with heavier downpours, but this time temperatures will only manage to get into the lower to mid 80s. Finally, behind the system will dry it out late Wednesday night, leaving us with a mix of sun and clouds and somewhat lower humidity and a more comfortable feel on Thursday. Highs will still be back to the mid 80s, and it'll stay dry with just a touch more humidity on Friday, with partly sunny skies in the mid 80s once again. A new trough of low pressure will dig into the Great Lakes and produce at least the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, Sunday, and even into Monday, with high temperatures all 3 days in the lower to mid 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an elongated cold front and a series of low pressure waves are stretched from the southern and central Rockies northeast through the mid-Mississippi Valley and into the Great Lakes. The system's expected to continue to shift southeast over the coming days. Along and near this front, showers and thunderstorms are likely as colder air to the north clashes with warm, moist air to the south. The Storm Prediction Center has outlined a marginal risk of severe storms from here in the northeast to the mid-Mississippi Valley. The Weather Prediction Center has also outlined a marginal risk of excessive rainfall and flash flooding across much of the same areas. Meanwhile, a strong ridge of high pressure has settled over the southwest and will remain in place for the next several days, extending northward across much of the western United States. This is resulting in rising temperatures and excessive heat across much of this region. Excessive heat warnings are in effect for much of the southwest and southern California. Excessive heat watches are also in effect for the northern Great Basin. Afternoon highs will exceed 100 degrees for many locations again within these watches and warnings. In addition, the heat continues to fuel wildfire concerns across the west, with red flag warnings still in place across Southern California and air quality alerts for smoke in places across large portions of California and Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the lower 90s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid 90s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 61, the record high 102 set in 1918, and the record low 46 in 1994. Sunrise this morning, 5:53 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:08 p.m., 14 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today in the lower to mid 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 90s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Partly sunny and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the upper 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, muggy with lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and humid with scattered showers and storms today, highs in the upper 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy with areas of fog and lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, more scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower to mid-80s, a mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday in the mid-80s, and the chance of a few showers and thunderstorms Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.